We're holding to the Mishnah back on Pevo Menalev, continued and said that, so the halacha of Marchitzim is a milo, which more actually goes back to later on in the 19th parak. And then it says, how do you know that we tie a red thread on the head of the Mishaleach? And it brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, which says, kashonim, if your sins will be like shonim, kashela gabino, they will turn white like snow. So, a lashon is a strip, like a strip, yeah. So the Mishnah says, so kashonim is a difficult word. It should be kashonim iboyle. Shani is a red colored thread. But shani is singular, and it says kashelig. If it'll be like shani, it'll be translated to shelig. What's kishonim, like double of them? Amar Bitzach Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael Imiu Chatoechem Kashonim Halolu Shesturus Ubos Mesheshes Mebereshes Varachshov. Even if your Averis are all of the generations, all of the years of the world, from the beginning of the world until now, even that, Kashel Gebino, they can be turned to white as snow. Okay. Dorish Rabbi Maidich Siv Luchunob and Yibochacha Yomar Hashem. That's part of the Haftarah of Chazoin, and that's the beginning of the pasuk of Yuchadech Kasharim Kashel Gebinu. Let's go. Barshim says, let's go and have a debate and prove our points. Hashem will say. So what does Luchun no mean? Boyono, please come to me, me Boyole should say. Yomar Hashem, Hashem will say, Omar Hashem, Hashem says, this is what Hashem says, I want to discuss it with you. So what is this referring to when it says Yomar Hashem? Some more answers, the more says, Lost Lovay, or Rabbi is explaining that there's going to be a time, Yomar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Luchun no etzel avosechem, I want you to go to your forefathers and let them work it out with you. I'm not sure exactly what this V'yuchichu Eschem is. But Kleisel will say back, who are we going to go to? That our obvious are going to take care of us. We'd rather that you take care of us. Why should we go? Why the obvious? Because we find in the obvious that the obvious didn't have full rachmonis on the bonnet. Why? Who should we go to? Who's going to take care of us? Etzel mineva. Etzel Avram. Should we go to Avram? Shamar to lo. You said to him, Parshas Lech Lecha, Yudaya Tidaki. Bereshit says to Avram, you should know that your children are going to be gerim, berit lo lehem, avodah minum yisam arba meir shana. So Gemal, the person hears this gezeira, that they're going to be in the state of Avdus and Inui for so long. Well, because Rachim Aleinu, he didn't daven. He didn't say, Rashi, please don't do that. So that's the one which we should go to, who's now going to take care of us. You see that he wasn't so, didn't have such Rachmanis on us. Eitzel Yitzchak, should we go to Yitzchak, Shabirich, as Esav? He gave Esav the bracha, Behoyek Hashet Tarid. When Klai Yisrael does chatoyim, v'frakta ulam yaltzav arecha, then the yoke of Klai Yisrael on Esav will be broken, and Esav will ascend. That's the one we should go and ask. Well, because Rachim Aleinu, he didn't have any rachmanis on us. Eitzel Yaakov, should go to Yaakov. Shamar to lo yanochi eridim cha mitzorma. Well, because Rachim Aleinu, Hashem says we're going to go down to Mitzrayim, and he didn't say kabal in the belt. Stop it. So that's where we're going to go. So Eitzel Minelev, who should we go to? Akshav, right now we, Kleisel asks, Yomar Hashem, let Hashem say, let you say, please. So Yomar Hashem is Kleisel is going to say that Hashem should say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem responds, Hoyo b'talisim atzachem, be, if you, you want to, you make yourself totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, as the source of your mercy. Yimiyu chatevechem kashonim kashel agabinu. Then my havtacha to you is that your sins will be cleansed. So it seems to be that the conversation is that let the obas be the intermediaries, and the Kleisel's response is we don't want the obas to be the intermediaries. We want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to deal with this directly because we're not sure that the obas would be the perfect intermediaries. Russian says, fine, if you understand that that's the way it's supposed to be, that will be the ability, now I have the ability to cleanse your sins. Zekrashi, kashanim yiboyole. Tubidi kashelig, yuliksiv kishlogim, it doesn't say plural of snows, so why say plural of, if your sins are like a lot of red threads, it'll be a lot of white snows. I'm not sure what Rashi. So, I think the Rashi said that the Tanum wasn't the fact they went down to Mitzrayim. It was that Rashi told him Alcho Gam Aloi. What's the language of Gam Alo? Kan Rom is Dal Golius is Gam Ribu Yehu. So the Gam is extra to tell you also something else. So all. Yaakov was shown all the Golius, and we don't see that Yaakov davened about that. Yomar Hashem, Atoimer Amor Hatechecha, you should be the one to discuss it with us. B'cho Anu Telema, we're relying that you will take care of it. Okay, this Gemara is a really challenging Gemara. Okay, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. My deksiv, pasuk in Yeshaya. What is the pshat in the following pasuk? Ki ato avinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, because Avram does, we do not know him, or he does not know us. We do not know him. Ve Yisrael lo yakirenu, we don't know Yisrael. Ato Hashem avinu goalenu me'alom shemecha. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, are your father, our goyal from eternity. Your name is from eternity. So what's this about? Lasidlava Yemer Loya Kadashbrochula Rum Kreshokus Totala Rum Banecho Chatuli. Kaisal did Khatoy. Amr the fun of so Rum will respond, Ribanishalam, Yimocho Akadusha Shemecho. If that's so, they have to be destroyed. But that would create a Kiddush Hashem. When Baruch Hashem gives punishment to the Rishoyim, that creates a Kiddush Hashem. So Baruch Hashem didn't like that answer. The Baruch Hashem wanted Avram to daven for mercy for Klal Yisrael. His response was, "There is a punishment. What am I supposed to do? There is a punishment. There's a Chil Hashem, and that has to be rectified." And the rectification of it will be through punishment. There's a mitzvah leo in this week's parsha. On this week's parsha, talks about the destruction of Sodom. Sodom were terrible. You know, we show you. So the Chodesh Zechil Hashem, here people blatantly, they recognize the Chodesh Baruch Hu and they intentionally were sinning against him, to rebel against him. That's a terrible Chil Hashem. So the way that's rectified is through punishment. So how do you understand Rav Avinu's process of davening for them? It says, even though on at a certain level the act of giving mercy to them will be a chilul Hashem, chas v'shalom, but on a higher plane, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas harachamim can overpower his midas hadin, and the Bereshim's mitzias is rachamim, that's a kiddush Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias is rachamim. So even though to the casual observer possibly there's a chilul Hashem being allowed, such a thing means that so Kadosh Baruch Hu's chilul Hashem, the Bereshim's presence is not recognized and it's voided, literally like a lesson of halal, of emptiness. There's a void of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. But somebody who will be misbarnein and understand, think about what's happening over here, the Baruch Hashem is giving them mercy, that'll be a kiddush Hashem. If you go to another, and we said we have sometimes that idea, he talks about that you have certain actions which we do on one level don't seem to be the proper respect of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but on a higher level they evoke a greater awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why from daven for Stoim, and he said Klaus should be destroyed, you know, if Stoim thinks he can daven for it, he should be able to daven for his Kindelach, right? The expectation of Klai Yisrael is higher, so apparently he held to that's the correct response. So Bershom says, I'm not happy. Omer, Bershom says, Amr led the Yaakov. Well, I'll speak to Yaakov. Darbali Tzar Gidl Bonim, he raised children, 12 Shvatim. He knows what it's like. After the boy Rachmi Olai, maybe he'll daven for Rachamim. You see in the Gemara that the Bershom didn't want to create Rachamim alone without a process of Tefillah. That the process of Tefillah is what evokes the meat of Rachamim and Shemayim. So he needed them to daven. So maybe Yaakov will come up with the right answer. Amalei says, "Tells Yaakov ben Echachotu, Amalei v'fanu Rebbeinu Shalom, Yimachol Kedusha Shemecha. If they rechayte, whatever. I imagine the Bereshit was marich in what that chait is. And he says, if that's the chait, so they have to be destroyed. Al Kiddush Hashem. Amalei the Bereshit says, Lo b'sabi taima, Lo b'dardik yetsa. The old one doesn't have a good flavor, he's not responding properly. And the young one doesn't have wisdom, doesn't have counsel. Say, Omer lo Yitzchok. The Rishon says, try Yitzchok. So Yitzchok responds, he answers back, the master of the world. Bonai b'loy b'necha. What do you mean, my sons? Your sons, he says. And they're not yours, they're also yours. V'shoshik timon l'fanecha nasa b'tla nishma k'rasa lehem b'ni b'chari Yisrael. Now, b'ni b'chari Yisrael was actually said prior to Klai Yisrael saying nasa b'nishma. So Rashi says that Bershom knew Klai Yisrael would be responding in such a way, so they're such a special nation, which they deserve to be telling Paro, listen, you're starting up with my kid. So he repeats, Bonei v'lei b'necha, number one. Boy, furthermore, Kamachotu, how much did they do of Eretz already? Let's think it through. Kamash Nesu Shaladam, Shim Mishad, a person lives to be 70 years old. Dal Esim Deloya Nashtolayo, the first 20 years we don't punish for. So Pashal Chamishim, he left now with 50. Dal Chafhei Deleilusa, so in those days you couldn't do too much by night time. How much chet can you do by night time already? So you drop out 12 hours per day for night, half days and half nights, you know, the winter court sort of makes it for the summer, etc. So no, now we're done in 25 years. Pashalu left over with Chafhei. Dal Tati Sori, you drop 12, Upalga and a half, 12 and a half. Did Sluye, the guy's davening, Umechel, he's eating the basic kisei, he's going to the bathroom, take care of his needs. What's he doing already? So Pashalu Tati Sori, Upalga. So he left with 12 and a half. So no, we just dropped the person's Chatoyim from 70 years to 12 and a half years. If you can accept now 12 and a half years of a person's chutoy, good. If not, pagalecha, I'll be responsible for half. I'll cover half, you cover half. If he said, no, I got to do the whole thing. I gave my nefesh in front of you. So that act of the Kiddush Hashem, which was created by Yitzchak, accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Akedah, will create a Kiddush Hashem which will be able to respond to all of the overpower all of the Chil Hashem which is created by all the Chatoim which existed. And that Kaisel said, Pasuk Bomer, Kaisel responds and says, Atah Avinu, you're our father. Amar Lehem Yitzchak. So they talk to Yitzchak and say, Yitzchak, you're our father. Amar Lehem Yitzchak, Ashatem HaKalsim Li, rather than praise me, Kilsul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak will direct them, I guess would be the correct way of saying it. To a Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'nai, when their eyes will he present the Kadosh Baruch Hu to them. Yad nis nosu a name on Moram, they lift their eyes up heavenward, v'omrim, atashem avinu, God lehenu me'olam shemech. So that's Kleisel's response. You have to say that they had a Masorah that this is what's going to happen, because they're very not clear in the Pasuk. That's the conversation. Person goes into Golus, they take him away in chains. So Yaakov had to go to Golus. So it would have been correct that he was taken down in chains. The passage says that Vershim will take them down, roped up. But the roping up, the tying up, will be the tying up of the love of the avosas are thick ropes. So he will be bound up in these ropes of Ava. So he has a desire to go see his son Yosef. So the chains which slept him down to Mitzrayim, instead of being the terrible chains of physical chains, but it was. It was these ropes of ahava, of love. I'm not sure what the end of the pasuk. I'm sure what va'at olav ochil means. As Rosh Hashanah, I will take off the merime ol, take off the yoke, which is on them. Vatal Bachil, see what Rashi says. Like Rashi. Yimachu, the first narrow line. Hel Shechotub, since Kleisel did a chet, they have to be destroyed. Yiskadosh Shimcho Ba'olam, now will create a corresponding Kiddush Hashem. Kishatasa Din Ba'ovrim Al Dabarecha, when you punish those who transgress, there's a Kiddush Hashem. I think I told you one time, one of the common refrains that people say, where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, during the Holocaust? Right? I contrast this. One time, the Shiva Chaim, who went through the war and lost large part of his family during the war, I'm talking about the Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem of the Holocaust. Chet is punished. He saw what Gehenna looks like a little bit. So he went through Gehenna. We saw what Gehenna looks like. We saw what Avera is. That was his thought process. That's what Chazal say. You see terrible things. You see what it means. The Averas are punished. It was like he's getting a chizuk from a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Holocaust, and people are saying, where was the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Different people are able to see things in the proper perspective.
Yeah, but I mean, there's obvious questions in the way he's saying it, because you could say that over a certain you know, people's segments, but, you know, the obvious questions, like, you know, the little kids, you know, for instance, right? So,
because I'll say there's places where a person does chatayim and the children are punished. It's not like we haven't discussed that concept beforehand.
True.
So there's chatayim which the parents do, which the children are punished. A person comes with emunah, with trusting in the Torah. He says, you know, people says, you know, you can't say because of chatoyim, it doesn't make any sense. It says, "Mnei chatoyim galin amarseno." The korban abayis was simple to go through, and it says clear, "Mnei chatoyim galin amarseno." Like, what are we playing games for? There's chait. We did chait. The biggest tzaddik does chait, and there's punishment. Even the biggest tzaddik, Rashi, does punishment of tzaddik. Shemar minisal v'nisal v'niskadosh. That's what Chazal said. You know, and we can't. We don't know how to bite it. Will act like children to Kadosh Baruch Hu and accept whatever he says. That's like acting of a child to a father. So the Bereshit says, "They're my children." We know by the Dor Midbar, the punishment started from 20 years and above. Those in the age of 20 and above were punished. So you see, punishment starts about at the age of 20. Ketov, you know. They said to Yitzchak, "You're our father. If you're pointing to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your father." He had a person taken into exile. He's taken into exile, bound up. He had to go there because of Golus. Through that, his love of his son, Meshachtim Litzrayim, the Chavolim, Velo B'Shalshalos. He took him down on these type of ropes. Kimrime Ol Alachayim, Kadam Asevel, person who will take, what does it mean, take off the yoke? The person which he sees his animal straining under the yoke, and he comes and helps. Kadam Asevel, Masayel, Behemta, Lahorim, Uloy, Meal Tzavoro, so if he lifts it up off of the neck and he puts makes it easier for him to puts it back in a way which is easier. The levachim are like little pieces of wood. I'm not sure exactly. My intimate working knowledge of how a yoke works is not great. So he puts, it's not settled, and he makes it more settled. So he lifts it up and makes it more settled. So whatever yoke he has to carry, he carries it in a much lighter way. Without a love uachil, he tisir lochem koyach. I mentioned the lesson of he bent over, which he gave over to them his strength. Lahochil is avodas aperach to carry the avodas aperach that they went through. The Russian sort of carried the burden with. So the Mishnah, Motzi Eitzim Kelevashu Be'akala. So we're talking about the shear of a person takes something out of his chayiv. So the shear for a person takes out Eitzim, the shear is he has enough wood to make a fire to cook a Be'akala, which again would be your chicken egg. So the amount of wood it would take to make a fire which you could cook an egg on, that's the shear for chayiv. Tavlin, spices, Kelevashu Be'akala, the amount you would need again to make a meal of Be'akala and put spices on it. And we start from the same. There are different types of spices combined to reach that amount.
Why are we doing Beitza? Why is the standard Beitza rather than Gergeris? We talked about Gergeris.
So we said it's the same. It is a Gergeris. It means, but a Gergeris is worth of the chicken egg.
It's not that Beitza and Gergeris are the same shear. It's that you say Beitza here, it's and not the full Beitza.
Right. It means the we're discussing the item being used, not the size, not the amount of it. So you have, there are certain types of nuts which had color, types of dye coloration in the shells, and you use those as dyes. Klipa Rimonim, the same thing with the outer skin of the pomegranate, and Istisupua, which are different types of plants which are used for dyeing things. So the shear of them for its saw is Klevlitzoya Behen Beged Kata, enough to dye, color a small Beged. Then it says, of which Beged Kata? Pi Savcha, that in front of the woman's Savcha, of her snood, her hair covering, they put like a little piece of cloth there to make it look nice. So that's the shear of the Beged Kata that we're referring to. So if you have enough dye to dye that little piece of cloth, that's going to be enough to be chayv. Correct. Right. So everything using the word beged is a language of cloth. Miraglayim, Nessa Uburis, Kim Shavisha Bishabi Kamunya, Kamulya, Ashleg. So these are different types of materials which are used in the washing process. So there's different types of, even the Meriglime has, there's certain properties over there which help clean out stains. Kedakabis Beged Katan Pisavcha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedahaver Esa Kesem. So the Gemara says in Nida that they would want to clean out blood stains from a garment. They wanted to know if it was blood or something else. So these things would remove blood. So they would go through the process of putting these different items on. And if it cleaned it out, you knew that it was Dam. And the regards the lochas of Tumah and Tahara. So Krashi Be'akala.
But you know, once again with like this year with this the Begadim. I mean, you know, we see, you know, other times talk about, you know, Shir and Begad. Seems to be of like a chashiva, so let's say Gimel Tefachin. Are these shirim like unique to?
It's the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. Remember, said whatever is the smallest amount which is functional and has chashivas to people. So I would use dye for this purpose. So that's the smallest amount of dye that would be considered functional. That's a very much smaller piece, but that's. People, if people were doing this, remember we spoke about the idea that these weren't the Lacha Moshe Messina type of shear. Lacha Moshe Messina was the amount of shear which is significant. So then that, you know, because we've had Mishnah about shear. Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu came down with, you know, 50 different shear or different things? Came down with one klal, and the Chazal were applying it. These were the amounts that they felt had that chashivas.
So we should require like for.
Tumah, that,
so that's not a din of chashivas.
That wasn't. I don't think it was the amount of functional, which was the point over there. That was chashivas in the sense of usually that when you're dealing with a larger garment and bag and etc., those were shirim which were you would use as a garment to wear. This wasn't over here. It was nothing to do with wearing. It's the amount of dye which I would use for something. Right. We didn't say that the sheer beggar that you might see was that amount. Be'akal is Rashi Kamer Furish. We explained before, Shazu Be'ez Tarnagarlis, it's a chicken egg, Shehi Kala Lavash, which is easy to cook. Belovashir Kolbeya Shiru. They didn't make but the amount isn't the full egg. El Kagargus Mi Be'akal. It's a Gargus' worth of that type of egg. We start from Mikomin Tavanzem. They are the different types of spices combined to meet that amount. Klipe Gozim Magdalem Al Gabi I'm not sure what the words mean. When they're still fresh, there's... oh, that's what it means. Okay. Because there are certain types of nuts. There's three shells of nuts. Some of the nuts, but the halacha talks about. There's like the inner very thin layer, which you then there's the shell which we usually get the nuts in. There's another shell around that. So Rashi says they're referring to that outer shell. Right, that's his referring to, correct. Right. This is Krug, it's a type of a dye. Pua is Varnitsa. Rashi's, but on the side of there points out one is a bluish color, one is a reddish color. He savcha, beresha savcha, shasa beklia, noisin mat begat. So you knit this. Savka, and you put this piece of cloth in front. Nesser is mina damash akar nitra, nitrate, I'm assuming. Kamulya v'ashleg, Gemara mafarshal, the more explains what those are. Esekesim shel dam nida. Shela samonim, mavirim esekesim, ala kesim shel dam nida, mebegad l'tahara. They would put these, they would process the stain with these items to remove the stain. So more says, "Sina chadazimna." We already discussed this before. That the shear of eitzim is to cook an egg. So said, "Kana a reed, chelasis kumis. You would use it to make a kumis. Himhoya av if it was thick, a merusas, or it was broke, it was crushed, so you can't use it as a kumis. As a quill, then the amount is chelavashal ferakana." It's the amount which you can use as firewood to cook your easy egg to cook. Shebeim mekal shebeim, the easiest egg amongst eggs. Trufa, when it's been already been scrambled, when it's put on the pan. So we said this already. So we're some other tema hosim hudlechazel midi. So. The kana, once it's crushed or it's too thick, the only thing you use it for is for firewood. Well, eitzim, you have a hard piece of wood. The chazal, the kacha, the aklida, you could readily punch out and carve out a pin, which you use at the end of your key. I feel a kalshu. I would say even a smaller amount of wood would be chashav and mechayev. Kamash v'lona, that's not a shear of chiyev. Person wouldn't normally go out through the process of moving the item from point A to point B for that purpose. That's not enough to be chay. So Rashi Hosam, who the kumis merusis lechazi lemidi el asaka, you can only use it for is to burn it. Ravir kachal aklida shein shel mafteach. It's one of the teeth of the key. So the Mishnah says that the tavlin, different types of tavlin are mitzdarif. V'ramino tamakel tavu ve'akal. V'ramino will ask you a stira. Maybe we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Yeah. Okay.